I am Maria Garcia de Fleury. Between the World Day of the Sick, the day on which we celebrate the apparition of Our Lady of Lourdes, and Valentine's Day, it is interesting to reflect on how illnesses are cured. There is a popular saying to wish someone good, I wish you health, love, and money. Health, which is the harmonious unfolding of life, love, which is the ability to communicate with others, money to be able to obtain the basic things that are needed in life. St. John of the Cross said that the disease of men and women is the lack of love, and Mother Teresa of Calcutta said that the worst disease that exists is in today's world is loneliness. Health and love may seem very different things, unrelated. Many diseases need surgery, medical treatment. There are also many diseases that are caused by tension, anguish, and must be treated medically. Now, if in the physical diseases we add the component that the patient is surrounded by affection and love, their recovery will undoubtedly be much faster and much efficient. In this context, the figure and action of Jesus is understood. Buddha, the other great enlightened one in history, thought that men were essentially sick so that it was impossible to cure them. There was no choice but to let them be what they are and teach them to start a path of internal liberation. Jesus, on the other hand, wanted to heal the sick out of love. Jesus did not seek in them a deep theological meaning, but a hope in a context of human hopelessness. Miracles raise an unconditional protest against human misery and need, against physical misery, as well as spiritual misery and social isolation. As long as we speak and believe in miracles, there will be human beings who will not accept a situation in which there is little food for many and much for few. They will affirm with force that their reality could be so rich that 12 loaves are enough to feed 5,000 people. Jesus faced suffering, and that is why he performed miracles. Buddhist meditation seeks to overcome suffering by transcending the motivations of life. On the contrary, the Christian faith protests against suffering through its faith in the resurrection of the crucified. Jesus, who seemed to have no power and was crucified, is the one who has been declared Lord of the world. Within the message and life of Jesus, love, love of God, love of enemies, love of marginalized, and the healing of the sick are inseparable. Jesus has been an integral physician, a healer who has healed out of love. Jesus was a healer of love. If we look at life carefully, we will discover that love cures, understanding love as seeking the good of the other. In this way, we can and should see love as the best medicine. Between the World Day of the Sick and Valentine's Day, day of love, of lovers, of friendship, it's important to think about the great love that came to save us, to heal us, Jesus. Jesus is the one who has the keys to our material and spiritual cure, because he is God, and with God, we always win.